You have a case of a Bechor, the firstborn of the Bechor of a Behema, and what in a Maisa Behema? The Chalin al Baalmum Kibua. That even though they're a Baalmum, even though the Bechor is born a Baalmum, still it has Kedusha Chal on it. The Eina Yoitz Lechudin, Ligozes Vulevad. And the Bechor can't come out, even if you pray to it, it can't go out Lechudin, stam to be Gozes, or stam to work with it. It only has the head to eat it, that's all. So a Bechor and a Maisa Behema have the same halacha like a Tamura. So how do you say that Tamura has this Chumra and not a Zevach? Ela Shem Zevach Lekatoni. Elamai, when it says the word Zevach, it's talking about a special korban. Like we're saying, it has to be a korban yochid, that Doicha Shabbos and Doicha Tumma, and who Adina makes Tamura. So either it's the par Shokain Godel, or else, like Rosh Hashanah wants to say, it's the Ayol Shokain Godel. Like Rashi says, Bechor, Kedusha Soy Merechem. When a Bechor is born, as soon as it comes out of the mother's stomach, it has Kedusha on it. Bein Tam, Bein Baalmum, whether it's a Baalmum or not. V'yein lo yishum pidyon d'chsiv bei, ach b'chor shor lo yitipol lo yistiftem. Uv'mayse b'heima namik siv lo yivake b'en toib l'ra. Al mochal al ba'mum. O pidyon ein lo d'chsiv lo yigoyl. So these two korbonis have the same chumra of a tamura. So why does the Brachah say only tamura has this chumra? Elamai, it doesn't talk about the general case of a zevach. It means a special zevach. So therefore, zevach has to be talking about one case. Like we said, either the par or else the ayel shokain godel. For the Gemara now, maishinot tamura. Why do we say tamura is shame tamura? Why by tamura do we say it means a general case of tamura? And the Brayse and the word zevach means only a special korban. So Gemara says that tamura achasi, that tamura, every tamura has the same halachas. All these halachas are the same. That a tamura does not make another tamura, and that a tamura it's always chal on a baalmum. But they can't say Zevach means a general case of all Zevachim. Because how could we say then that Tamura has the Chumra, that it's Chal and a Baal Mum, and no Korbonos are Chal and a Baal Mum? It's not true. You have the case of a Bechor and a Maisa Behemah that is Chal and a Baal Mum. So Elamai, when the Brisa says the word Zevach, it means a special Korban. So it's saying now this special Korban has Chumras over the Pasha of Tamura. That this special korban, if it's a korban yochid, even so, still it's derech Shabbos and derech Tuma, and still it makes tamura. Mashenkin, the general case of a tamura is that a tamura can never make another tamura, and a tamura is never derech Shabbos and never derech Tuma. That's why tamura has one halachas all over. It could be called the general case of a tamura. Mashenkin, the zvachim are different halachas. Therefore, we're talking about a special zevach. So that's the question: which special zevach? Which one is a korban yochid? That's still Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tiv. So we want to say it's talking about the ayil of the Kohen Gadol. Shreti Gemara, Adam Mokim Ulu Rav Sheshis. According to Rav Sheshis, Adam Mokim Lo Ba'ayilo Be'eloi Shal Aaron. Why does he have to sign with the Aaron, with the Kohen Gadol's Korban that he brings on Yom Kippur, his ayil that he brings for Korban only, his special rim? Look, Mabe Pesach. Why don't we just sign with a regular Korban Pesach? The Deicha Shabbos V'yasat Tumah. That a korban pesach lechur is doicha Shabbos, even if erev pesach comes in on Shabbos, still we bring the korban pesach. Who are then a robe tibus tuma? It has locha to be brought to tuma. For yaisa tamura, korban pesach brings tamura the korban yochidu, because the korban pesach is a korban yochid. Like every yochid brings his own korban pesach. So what does Rosh Hashanah have to say zaptun about the korban on Yom Kippur, his ayol? Why don't you say a regular case, a pashta case of a korban pesach? So Moran says, "Kuk sabar ein shechten a pesach al yochid." Atayir Rav Sheshis holds like the Yehudi Shittim Sochim that a korban pesach could only be brought by shutvis. You can't bring a korban pesach on a yochid one person by himself. He has to have somebody else with him. So therefore, it's not called a korban yochid, or at least it doesn't make tamura. The Brisa says that this korban yochid makes tamura, and we know that a korban has shutvis. Does not make tamura. Now a korban pesach has to always be b'shutvis. You can't bring it ala yochid, like Rashi says. Kreb Yehuda, the yom ha'ochid m'sech the psochim, the yale floor learns that after m'posik miloy suchel is boyach as a pesach, the yechod, the chivon the ein abob le shutvis ein oise tamura. Therefore, korban pesach does not make tamura. Therefore, the Brisa cannot be talking about a korban pesach. Fred Gemara good, the pesach rishin is that way. Aber v'nukma v'pesach sheni. Why don't you have the case of Pesach Sheni, which is a korban yochid, and the chura there, it could become a yochid himself could bring it, and it's Dirk Shabbos and Dirk Tumah. So let that be the case. The price is talking about this type of a Zevach, a Pesach Sheni. And for the Gemara, Mi Dirk Tumah? Who says it's Dirk Tumah? So since it's not Dirk Tumah, that's why the price cannot be talking about a Pesach Sheni. Therefore, in Pesach Rishon, we can't be talking about because it doesn't make Tumura. So therefore, we have to either be talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol, or else the Ayil of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Fredrik Markasha now. Omale Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua L'Ravom, V'tono. This is now Kasha on the Brice, we learned before, Daf Nun Amar Aleph, Mai Shino Pesach, Dekoru Le Korban Yochid, Omai Shino Chagiga, Dekoru Le Korban Tzibur. What's the difference between a Korban Chagiga and a Korban Pesach? In other words, the Brice we had on Daf Nun Amar Aleph said a place that a Korban Tzibur is Dech HaShabbos and Dech HaTumah. A Korban Yochid is not Dech. That was the Brice. So Gemara has two questions. First, Gemara asks, is that a case? Is that a cloud that all Korban Yochid is not Deicher? Aye, Korban Pesach is Deicher, even though Korban Pesach is called the Korban Yochid. So you see the Gemara named on over there, the Brice said that Korban Pesach is called the Korban Yochid. Then the Gemara asks the question, is it true what you said, that every Korban Sibur is Deicher Shabbos? I have the case of a Korban Chagigom, that even though it's a Korban Sibur, it still is not Deicher Shabbos. So you see that a Korban Pesach, the Brice calls the Korban Yochid. Why? Because everybody brings his own Korban Pesach. So the question is, why do we call them the Korban Chagiga a Korban Tzibur? The Chura Korban Chagiga also, everybody brings his own Korban Chagiga. So what's the difference? Why does the Braisa call one a Korban Tzibur and one a Korban Yochid? So the Mar'i Mishum the Yasir Nechnufayim, like the reason why you have to say a Korban Chagiga is called like a Korban Tzibur, because everybody brings it together, like Rashi says, Brigolim is brought on the Gimur Regolim, when on Yom Tif, when everybody's together in Yerushalayim, Ta'elu Regolzayim. So that's why it's called the Korban Tzibur, because everybody brings it together. For the Gemara, Pesach Nami also bichnufei. Or does a Korban Pesach should also be considered like a Korban Tzibur, since it's brought bichnufei? Everybody brings it together on Erev Pesach. So why did the Brice before call the Korban Pesach a Korban Yochid? And for the Gemara, Ika Pesach Sheni, Tlo Yosei bichnufei. I tell you the reason why it called the Korban Pesach a Korban Yochid, because we're talking about a Pesach Sheni. A Pesach Sheni taka is not brought by Tzibur. Like most people do not bring a Pesach Sheni, because if I can't, the robe of the Tzibur was Tomei, then they're allowed to bring Pesach Rishon Batumma. Who brings Pesach Sheni? If immediate people were Tomei B'Shas Pesach Rishon, they bring a Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni do not have the Tzibur there. That's why Pesach Sheni is called a Korban Yochid. So that's what the Braisa meant to ask before. I have a case of a Korban Yochid, a Pesach Sheni, which is Deicha Shabbos and Tumma. That the Gemara Omale, if that's the truth, that's what the Brice before meant to say, in Kem Yehei Deuches HaShabbos V'Satumah. Like the Brice before, the question was, do I have a case of a Korban Yochid that's Deuches Shabbos and Deuches Tumah? So you're going to have to tell me now that Pesach Sheni is also Deuches Shabbos and Tumah. Omale, so Yetzir Enechnami in, stack it true like that. Command the Yom Adochi. Like we'll soon see the time that holds that even the Pesach Sheni, if it comes out on Yudalad, the ear, comes out on Shabbos, or comes out that Yetomei, still it has a din to be docher. So that's what the Brice before meant is. How could you say a general klal that every Korban Yochid is not Deicha Shabbos and not Deicha Tumah? I have a case of a Pesach Sheni that Lechura is Deicha Shabbos and is Deicha Tumah. So more says the Tanya. We have a Brice like this. Pesach Sheni Deicha Shabbos. Pesach Sheni, if Yudalad Be'ir comes out on Shabbos, it's like a Deicha. You're allowed to bring it. Other V'ena Deicha Tumah. That's on a Kama holds though. We'll soon see his reason why not. But it can't be brought to Tumah. If the Kanem or the Yisraelim or the Behemoth is Tomei, you can't bring it. Rabbi Yehudi Raimeno Av Deiches HaTumah. You should know a Pesach Sheni has the right even to be brought even though it's Tomei. No, even though it's a Korban Yochid, this Korban Yochid, since it has a special time, the Moyadoi, its time is to be brought on Yudalad Beer, you could bring it even though it's Shabbos or even though it's Tumah. For the Gemara, what's the Machlokes? My Tama the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama say it's not Deich HaTumah? Omalok, the Tanakama says like this. Like, what's the whole reason why you're bringing a Pesach Sheni? Why didn't you bring a Pesach Rishon? Because you were Tomei at Pesach Rishon. The Torah didn't want you to bring a Pesach Rishon when you're Tomei. Therefore, the Torah said, wait till Pesach Sheni and bring it then B'Taira. So it's a Svara that now when it came with Pesach Sheni, you could only bring it if you're Torah. But if you're Tomei, like, what are we gaining by pushing you off? You're Tomei now, you should have already brought it before. Elamai Yitzimashma, that the Korban Pesach, the Torah doesn't want it to be brought to Tumah. Unless you have the Tzibur. If the whole Tzibur, a robe of the Tzibur is Tumah by Pesach Rishon, then you have a right to bring it. But Kolzman, there are only Yechidim that are Tomei. It's a svarak to say that Tuma is not Doich even Pesach Sheni. So the more of Rabbi Yehuda, what's the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say no, the Pesach Sheni is Doich Tuma? Omuloch, he says like this. Omakro, the Pesach says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi. The Pesach Sheni has all the halachas like a Pesach Rishon. V'yafilu b'tuma. Even though you're Tomei, still you're allowed to bring a Pesach, Rishon, a Pesach Sheni. The what's the pshat? HaToyro hechziru olav lasfeisa b'tayra. Avad look at Chilu Torah wants you to do it b'tayra. In other words, you were Tomei on Pesach Rishon. The Torah doesn't want you to bring it then. The Torah wants you to wait to Pesach Sheni. And bring it then if you're Torah. Avaloi zocha. Let's say it comes Pesach Sheni and you're still Tomei. Or else it happened at that time you became Tomei again. Is a loch yasenu b'tumah. You're allowed to bring a thing even b'tumah. In other words, l'chura takasha, that we're learning this out from k'chol chukas ha-pesach, that Pesach Sheni has the same loch like Pesach Rishon. So l'chura takasha means Pesach Rishon is also not doich b'tumah. If yechidim, if a minority of people are tomei, the din is they have to wait to Pesach Sheni. And here we're talking about a king Pesach Sheni, so it's a minority of people that are supposed to bring it, and if they're tomei, who says they have a right to be doich b'tumah? So even by Pesach Rishon, a minority of people are not Doicha Tumah. It's only if the Rov Tziba was Tomei to say it's Doicha Tumah. So yes, the answer is that our co-point in Pesach Rishon has a din to be Doicha Tumah. True, over there the Hechatimtzer is Rov Tziba. And it's Xeris HaKosiv. If a myriad people are Tomei, even though really in Svar it should have been Doicha Tumah, because it's called like a korban that has a Kvul Azman, it has to be brought a new Dalit. So as the korban, Pesach it has a din to be Doicha Tumah. But just the Torah pushed you off and said, you know what? Wait until Pesach Sheni. Maybe by then you become Tomei. But Avada Pesach Rishon does have a curve to be Doicha Tumah. So now when it comes Pesach Sheni, if you're still Tomei, since there's no other time to bring it, we say Avada Pesach Sheni is a Doicha Tumah. Therefore that's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, that if you're still Tomei when it comes Pesach Sheni, Avada the Locher is, it could be Doicha Shabbos, and who Adin is Doicha Tumah. So that's Pshat the first Braita when it said that there's a case of a Korban Yochid, that Doicha Shabbos and Doicha Tumah, it meant to say the case of a korban of Pesach Sheni. And really, Tosfos speaks out these svaros. So he says here, Doicha HaShabbos v'ena Doicha Tumah. The Tosfos says, Nearly the Bein Rav Yehuda, Bein Rabbonin, Gamri Mikachol Chukas HaPesach. They both learn out from this Gzeres Shavuot, this limud we're learning out that Pesach Sheni has the same halachas like Pesach Rishon. But this is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama saw that Gechol Chukas HaPesach Rishon, that the Pesach Rishon ain't Doicha Tumah Elo B'Rov Tzibur, only if you have Rov Tzibur, is after Miyat Tzibur, Nitchev of Nea Tumah. But if you only have a Miyat of the Tzibur, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Is after Pesach Sheni, learning it out from Pesach Rishon, has the same halachas, that only if you have Rov, and you never have Rov, you only have a miyat bringing the Pesach Sheni. Therefore, this miyat, if they're still Tomei, they can't bring a betumah. For Rabbi Yehuda, Savar no hochikoma. Ma Pesach Rishon ain't bottle legamri, just like Pesach Rishon is not bottle legamri. In other words, if a miyat is Tomei, you push off the Pesach Sheni. If Roiv is Tomei, you bring a Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon is never pushed off. Is that Pesach Sheni is also never pushed off. So when it comes Pesach Sheni, if you're still Tomei, it's going to be pushed off if you don't bring it then. There's no other time to bring it. So Avad Rashi uses for to say, Avad has a koyach to be Doicha Tumah. Right. So the Gemara of Aita and Maveis, the Tepik Leit, like the new Kasha now. How was Reb Lezer before asking the Shiloh?